friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. I'd like to share with you a meditation on Acts 10, verse 4, entitled, Like Sweet-Smelling Incense. Let's pray. Father, help us to see our lives as you see them, and help us to live before you to make you happy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. An angel speaks to Cornelius, the Gentile centurion stationed in the coastal city of Caesarea. He's a regular attender at the local Jewish synagogue, though you would call him a God-fearer rather than a full convert to Judaism. He is earnest, he prays, he gives alms. His heart is strong after God. One afternoon, about the time the evening sacrifice is being offered miles away in the temple in Jerusalem, Cornelius is praying. Suddenly, he has a vision. An angel announces, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God." Acts 10:4. The angel is comparing Cornelius' prayers and righteous deeds to the temple offering of fine flour and oil that is burned with frankincense on the altar, producing a sweet-smelling, pleasant aroma to the Lord. Incense. David says something similar in Psalm 141:2. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Paul says of the gifts the Philippian church has sent to help support his ministry, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. In Revelation, they offer before the throne golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. These prayers smell sweet to the Lord. Those who love the Lord spend time in prayer before him. They show compassion to the hurting. They help those in need. They serve on the Lord's behalf, and this is right. But have you ever thought of it from God's point of view? That our prayers and service are sweet to him? Like a fragrant incense before him? Eric Liddell, a strong Christian and Olympic runner whose life is depicted in the Oscar-winning film Chariots of Fire, 1981, is quoted as saying, "I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." Oh, to live our lives to bring pleasure to the Lord. My friend, you often struggle. Many times you can only see your sins and shortcomings. Sometimes all you can seem to do is stand your ground and trust God. Sometimes you don't even think about the lady you prayed for, the family you helped, the song you sang to the Lord in your devotional time. But God, who has redeemed you, looks at your life and is pleased. He doesn't view you with judgment, but with a father's love. Your prayers are sweet to him, for they show your humble faith. Your acts of kindness bring joy to him, because they demonstrate that you've internalized his son's values. They bring him joy. He rejoices in the baby steps, and later, in the long strides of spiritual adolescence. They are like the hint of incense on the evening breeze. Hallelujah. So keep on. Don't quit. Even when it's hard. Paul the Apostle and his friend Silas are severely beaten, flogged. And yet, from the inner cells, you can hear them singing hymns to Jesus at midnight. Incense. Paul reminds us, "Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain." 1 Corinthians 15:58. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it is our desire to please you, to bring a smile on your face, to bring joy to you. I pray, O Lord, that you would help us as we pray and as we serve you, as we fulfill the ministries you've given to us, as we live before our families in Christ. Help us to be pleasing to you. bring joy to you. Let us be sweet incense before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.